Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
It's April 4th. I'm Brian Dean Wright, former CIA operations officer, and this is The Wright Report. Hey, good day to you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Wright Report, your daily news podcast. I've got three briefs for you this morning that are shaping America and the world. First up, a key strategist for the Democrat Party is warning that the Biden campaign is in serious trouble, and part of it has to do with America's young people. We'll dive into the numbers and talk about what they mean. Second, Ukraine's military has a new crisis to deal with, addiction to gambling. The troops are asking for help, and President Zelensky says that he hears them. I'll offer you that unexpected update in just a bit. Third, grab those maps, because we are off to Africa this morning with three stops to include the country of Botswana. And that is because the president there is threatening to send 20,000 elephants to Germany and another 10,000 to the United Kingdom. I'll tell you about why. Later, a listener question today about extremism in the U.S. military. A listener named Mike out in Mount Vernon, Illinois, wrote in about a recent letter that went from Congress to the Pentagon saying that actually it is left-wing extremism that is the real problem. We'll talk about what the facts say coming up. But first, let's get to that top story of the morning. The base of the Democrat Party is collapsing, and that spells disaster for the re-election campaign of Joe Biden. That is the assessment of a longtime Democrat strategist named James Carville. He gained notable fame back in 1992 when he worked for the then unknown governor named Bill Clinton to help him win the presidency. His latest comments about Democrats collapsing came after a slew of polls from over the weekend that actually proved his point. Plus, we got even more polling yesterday from the Wall Street Journal that, yes, confirmed that he is right. So let's talk about what all of that data are telling us this morning and why we should care. First, let's begin with a reminder of the election back in 2020. A critical part of Mr. Biden's coalition was young people and minorities. As Bloomberg News and others highlight, Mr. Biden won about 60% of voters during the last election who were under the age of 30. He also won about 90% of black voters and 70% of Hispanic voters. 4 years later, though, polling continued to show a remarkable change. Biden is off 10% with voters who are under the age of 30. He is also down 20% with black voters and another 20% or so with Hispanic voters. But digging into the data even deeper, the losses are even more dramatic amongst men. About 50% of Hispanic men actually prefer Mr. Biden's opponent, Donald Trump, while 30% of black men feel the same. And if that were to translate into actual votes next fall, that would be an electoral shocker, as Mr. Carville spoke about over the weekend. As for what is driving this possible change of political heart, we have often actually talked about it here on this podcast during the State of the Union briefs. We know that younger and working class voters have been hit very hard by inflationary pressures, especially rent and groceries. Plus, data show that their wages have not kept pace, and that means that they are increasingly priced out of the housing market, and they are putting more of their bills on credit cards. And that, I think, helps explain this. 47% of people under the age of 30 list the economy as their greatest national concern. Compare that to just 4 years ago, when the number was only 11% of those same voters. For what it's worth, those Americans over the age of 65 are not as concerned about the economy. And not surprisingly, Mr. Biden is doing pretty good with those folks. The big question, though, is whether or not these current trends will hold in the future, and if Mr. Trump can steal those traditional Democrats away from Mr. Biden. The good news, if you are Biden, is that we do have some economic data that suggests that the economy is improving for some people in some areas, but not enough. And that is why polls show that right now, those younger voters, minorities, and men are increasingly giving Mr. Trump the thumbs up. Even still, the race for the presidency is still quite tight, with one outlier poll from Fox News that actually shows that Mr. Trump's lead is growing dramatically. But nevertheless, and that poll aside, most handicappers say that we've got a close race, with Trump in the lead, but by a whisker. He continues to beat Biden, for example, in 6 of the 7 key swing states, with the state of Wisconsin now slipping back into Biden's column, but just by 3 points. But here is what is interesting, I think, about Wisconsin. Voters there skew a little bit older. And as we've discussed, those voters find the overall economy to be doing pretty good, especially as the stock market has rebounded a little bit this year. As that may be true, it is still true that Mr. Carville's assessment is spot on. Mr. Biden cannot win the presidency without those younger voters and those minorities. And right now, he is not. As Mr. Carville said, quote, "The numbers are horrifying, and they're not just shedding themselves from Democrats. These younger voters and these minorities are leaving in droves," end quote. One final thing to note about Mr. Carville. When he was asked about what is causing the loss of the support of Black and Hispanic voters, especially men, he didn't mention the economy. Rather, he said, it's because, quote, of preachy females that dominate the Democrat Party, end quote. Oh, dear. Well, as you'd imagine, that brought him a fair amount of backlash from the preachy females, including a socialist known as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, amongst many, many others. And with those facts and data, let me now pivot to 3 pieces of analysis and opinion. First, when the White House announces things like debt forgiveness for student loans, now you know why. They are in desperate need to buy those voters of younger people, especially younger men. Second, I anticipate that if buying these people off does not work, we are going to see some shame and guilt trips. We are going to see a lot of them. For example, let me explain what I mean. You may recall that back in 2020, Mr. Biden infamously said that if Black people don't vote for him, then, quote, you ain't Black, end quote. So I think that we would probably see versions of that again if polling remains soft for the Democrat Party. Third, I think that the issue of illegal aliens is going to play into this as well. So here's what we know. Black and Hispanic voters, plus a lot of younger working class folks out there, are working their tails off. But as they do, they see that foreigners from around the world come into this country and they get free housing, free food, free medical care, and job placement. All the while, these Black and Hispanic and younger voters, they can't afford to buy houses or basic necessities. So that's why I think that if inflation keeps up, and as we've talked about before, those gas and diesel prices rise over the spring and summer, we might just see a silent Trump vote, certainly amongst the younger folks. They may say one thing on TikTok, but quite another at the ballot box. More to come. And with that, we turn to our second report of the morning. We are going to go back to Ukraine today to talk about something rather unexpected. They have a gambling crisis amongst the troops, and they are asking for help. Here's what we know. A service member of Ukraine's 59th Brigade collected 25,000 signatures over the past few weeks asking for help about gambling and addiction. The 25,000 said that there is a serious and growing issue of troops using their phones and going to online gambling websites. These virtual casinos, which, by the way, are operated mostly by the Russians, are pushing Ukraine's soldiers deeper into debt, requiring them to take out high interest loans to pay all that stuff off or steal war material and sell it to whoever. That gear, by the way, which was bought by you, U.S. taxpayers, those include drones, thermal cameras, amongst a lot of other items. This petition also warned that Russian intel services could use this debt and personal data that they're collecting online to then entrap Ukrainian service members into, say, blackmail operations and recruit them for covert action stuff like sabotage. For what it's worth, President Volodymyr Zelensky acknowledged this petition yesterday. He said that he is going to meet with his top security officials to discuss this concern and that, in fact, it is valid. Also being discussed this morning from D.C. to Kiev is a pretty shocking set of interviews with Ukraine's top-ranking military officers on what is really happening on the front lines. Politico magazine reports that they expect the country's defenses to fall as early as this spring, but certainly by the summer. The reason offered by these senior Ukrainian officials and these military officers is threefold. First, these men acknowledge that Putin has ordered up another 150,000 Russian men to be conscripted in the next month or two. In fact, that was announced over the weekend. Second, these senior Ukrainians say that whatever new war material that either the U.S. or the Europeans will send, it's ultimately not going to make a difference. I'm going to read you a quote from one of these senior Ukrainian officers. I think it's quite something. Quote, "There's nothing that can help Ukraine now because there are no serious technologies able to compensate my country for the large mass of troops that Russia is likely to hurl at us. And we don't have those technologies, and the West doesn't have them either in sufficient numbers," end quote. Third, Ukraine's senior brass said that they don't have the men that they need to win this war by orders of magnitude. In fact, as I briefed you back on February 28th, we know that is true. Ukraine's total population of men is a fraction of Russia's. The demographics just can't be overcome. And that probably helps explain why Mr. Zelensky this week ordered the draft age of men lowered from 27 to 25. As the Wall Street Journal, Reuters, and Washington Post are reporting, Mr. Zelensky also eliminated some medical exemptions and, this is important, he launched the creation of a new database of all men in Ukraine age 17 and up. Men in that country will now be located, tracked, and drafted into service based on this new database. It will make it easier to force compliance, obviously getting these guys to the front lines, and that could include arrest or freezing bank accounts. I should tell you that this database will include all men in Ukraine up to the age of 60. That is one of the highest upper age limits in the world for potential draftees. Well, given this bleak news, Politico and others asked the Ukrainian officers if there was any hope of victory for Kiev. And they said, maybe, with luck, or if Russia just makes lots of mistakes. Also interesting, they brushed aside the upcoming delivery of some F-16 fighter jets. The officers said that those could have been helpful last summer, but not this summer. And that is because the Russians have already planned for their arrival. With those facts and data, let me now offer you my analysis and opinion. Well, my goodness, folks, the lights are blinking red on this war in Ukraine. And by all reasonable measure, it is going to end in absolute disaster for Kiev. In fact, as the New York Times said this week, one of the less appreciated issues of this war is that once it's over, Ukraine is going to run out of men. And that is because this country has long had a demographic crisis well before the war. It started just after the post-Soviet era, and a lot of poverty drove a lot of folks not to have as many kids. And so now the situation is exponentially worse because they are sending the men that they do have left, the teenagers included, off to the war. And that is why I continue to believe that we are likely to see one of three scenarios over the next 6 months. First, we could see something called a black swan event, say a deadly viral outbreak amongst the soldiers that fundamentally changes the dynamic of the war and it forces peace talks. Second, we could also see the collapse of most of Ukraine following a very, very aggressive Russian offensive, plus all the social upheaval because of the draft. Third, I think that we could see NATO send in American and European troops. That is because Mr. Biden and those who support him simply cannot let Ukraine fall before next November's election. He and others like him have invested too much of your money and their political capital. So these folks, these politicians in D.C., will go all in. So those are my three predictions of what we could see. Let's see if they pan out. More to come. And with that, let's take our first break of the morning. For subscribers listening at rightreport.substack.com, thank you. Meanwhile, for my other loyal listeners, I give you an equal thanks this morning. We'll be right back. Folks, we need to talk about Super Beats Heart Chews because I don't know how they're making these things. Maybe magic, who knows? But here's what I do know. Just two little chews a day and I get a shot of energy plus performance and endurance. And that's been true since I started taking Super Beats Chews just a couple months ago. Just two little chews at breakfast and I'm set. Also, this is amazing. If you pair Super Beats with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in these chews are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. So do what I did. Go to getsuperbeets.com, that's BEETS.com, and use promo code RIGHT, and that will get you a 30-day supply of Super Beats Heart Chews for free and 15% off your first order. What? Yes. Go to getsuperbeets.com, use that promo code RIGHT, and get the heart-healthy energy you need and support for healthy blood pressure, too. You'll be so glad you did. It is the morning, but we need to talk about tonight. And that's because you need a good night's sleep, for Pete's sake. So get yourself a Ghost Bed. Yes, it is the company that I think makes the finest mattresses in all of America. And you know that's true because I have one, the Lux model, and boy, oh boy, do I like it. But they've got other models too. There's the Classic, also that fancy massage bed. Oh my. And there's also the 3D Matrix, which again, sounds so scary, kind of like a black hole, but I really do want one. But no matter the model that you choose, gotta get one of these things. The mattresses are built with high-quality materials, folks. Fine craftsmanship as well. And you will feel both when this thing is delivered right to your doorstep. As always, they have a 101-day trial period with free returns. So, folks, get yourself a Ghost Bed and get 50% off when you do. Go to ghostbed.com/right, that's WRIGHT, and get 50% off your Ghost Bed purchase. Again, that's ghostbed.com/right, and get ready, because once this bed arrives, you are going to be off to a great night's sleep. I guarantee it. Welcome back to The Right Report. Let's continue with our briefs this morning with a pivot towards more international news. And for this one, grab those maps, because we are off to Africa this morning, from the jungles of the west to the savannas of the south. We begin in the country of Botswana, and you will find this in southern Africa, squeezed between Zambia and South Africa. And it's got a great history. It was a former British colony that, unlike a lot of other colonies, managed to escape the ravages of war and tribal conflict to go on to be a relatively peaceful and prosperous nation. It is known for its tremendous deposits of diamonds and home to the Okavango Delta and the Chobe National Park. Those areas, my gosh, they're pretty. Some of the most biodiverse regions in the entire world. In fact, safari operators love it most especially for the migrating birds and elephant populations. And that is why we're actually coming to Botswana this morning, because the otherwise tranquil country of Botswana has absolutely had it with the elephants and Europe. In fact, that is why the president of the country is threatening to ship 20,000 of these elephants to Germany and another 10,000 to the United Kingdom out of both revenge and anger. So here's what we know. Over the past few months, European governments have been pushing to ban the import of elephant trophies. Those can include things like hides, the head, or tusks. And Botswana is outraged by that because they argue the overall herd size of elephants in that country, about 180,000, have outgrown the country's ability to care for them, at least safely. And that is why the government argues that they need controlled hunts. They also point to the fact that elephants are trampling crops, they are chasing and killing people in villages, plus the government says that they need the financial gain for the villages that operate the trophy hunting. But none of that seems to matter to European powers like the UK or Germany. They still want to ban the elephant imports. And that is why earlier this week, Botswana's president had enough. He threatened to send 20,000 elephants to Germany and another 10,000 or so to the UK on what would be a modern-day Noah's Ark to let the Europeans deal with the elephants. European governments, by the way, laughed him off. Animal rights activists did too, although they said, quote, It is a shameless publicity stunt. And also, hunting is a cruel and bloodthirsty business, end quote. To which the Botswanan president shot back at them all, quote, you should live with the animals the way that you try to tell us to do. It is very easy to sit in Berlin or London and have an opinion about our affairs. We are paying the price for preserving these animals for you all, end quote. Well, as ever, I will keep you posted on any mysterious cargo ships that set sail for Europe. I personally would love to see 30,000 elephants in Europe. It would match the 30,000 or so jackasses that run their countries. And with that, we move on to a new study from the journal named Science Advances that claims that the Dirty Green Revolution could kill or otherwise endanger 180,000 chimps and gorillas. As Newsweek magazine reports, many of the mineral deposits necessary for electric cars, batteries, and solar panels are in Western and Central Africa. That includes bauxite, copper, lithium, and cobalt. But on top of those minerals or elements are the existing virgin jungles or forests that are home to Africa's bonobos, chimps, and gorillas. So to understand the impact of what would happen if those resources were developed, researchers looked at existing mines in Central and Western Africa, plus the known mineral deposits or veins of likely future mines. They then expanded out 6 miles from those likely mine sites to better understand the likely disruption to the wildlife because of, say, things like explosions and digging and other noise pollution. They also looked at about 30 miles out from these future mines for what would be lesser impacts, but still terrible things like increased hunting for bushmeat or the spread of disease. And from all of that study, from all the data, they found that the populations of primates in West Africa were the most likely to be affected, most especially in the country of Guinea. And as listeners will recall, that country has profound deposits of bauxite, which later become aluminum. Those mines, as you may recall, are largely operated by the Chinese. But if they were to be expanded, the primates in that country would be absolutely decimated. Also highlighted in the study were the countries of Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Mali. And if some of those nations sound familiar, they should. We have discussed them previously because of their connections to either radical Islam or the Russians. For what it's worth, I haven't seen any responses to this study from, say, a related government or mine operator, and I suspect that there could be some reasonable pushback to this study. But even still, I think it is yet one more reminder that there are very, very dirty costs to a revolution that is otherwise sold to us as very, very green. More to come. Finally this morning, an update to my brief back on March 14th about the historic drought that is affecting Central and Southern Africa. To refresh our memories on this, there has been a years-long dry spell driven by the El Nino phenomenon that has damaged key crops, killed wild animals in the bush, and squeezed some very important mining activity for things like copper and lithium. And that is because some nearby hydro dams are not producing the power that they need. So, for example, I shared that the mighty Zambezi River and its related Lake Kariba are down to 15% of capacity. That is forcing blackouts and mine operators to dial back on mining. In fact, down at least 25% in the Copperbelt region of Zambia. Meanwhile, in the country of Botswana that we just mentioned, the main reservoir that feeds the capital city of that country is down to 11% of capacity. Finally, there's the little country of Malawi that we talked about. It is also in a state of drought, running out of food this morning. To that list, ladies and gentlemen, we can now add the country of Zimbabwe. The president there declared a state of emergency yesterday with the recognition that his country is going to need hundreds of millions of dollars in food aid in the next number of weeks to months. As for why we should care, there is certainly the humanitarian concern, but also the mining issue is critical as well. We have seen copper prices jumping lately to the highs that we saw back in 2022 and 2011, in no small part because of this mega drought in the central and southern part of Africa. Well, with that, ladies and gentlemen, we take off from Africa and return home to conclude this morning's episode of The Right Report. But I've got one more thing before I let you go. We'll be right back. Somewhere this morning in capitals in America and Europe, leaders are planning how to best seize Russian financial assets. We spoke of this in early January and all the related threats to the U.S. dollar. but it could also have terrible impacts on our pocketbooks too. So if you're looking for ways to diversify your investments, and boy, we should, consider physical gold and silver, and consider American Hartford Gold. They are the precious metal dealer that I use and trust. When you give them a call, they will explain how to protect your savings and retirement accounts by purchasing physical gold and silver, and feel very comfortable using American Hartford Gold as they have an A-plus ranking from the Better Business Bureau. So either give them a call at 866-353-2694. Again, that's 866-353-2694. Or just text them. Text WRIGHT, W-R-I-G-H-T, to 65532. And gosh, that's easy. Again, text WRIGHT to 65532. And when you do, they are going to give you up to $5,000 worth of free silver on your first order, depending on your total purchase. So give them a call at 866-353-2694 or text my last name, WRIGHT, to 65532. And folks, buy that physical gold and silver with American Hartford Gold.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable, it's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Welcome back to The Right Report with one more thing before I let you go. It's a listener question today sent to us from one of my paid subscribers at rightreport.substack.com. Mike out in the state of Illinois wrote in about extremism in the U.S. military, specifically political extremism. He wrote, "Brian, I saw that Congress is demanding that the Pentagon investigate leftist extremism in the military, not just right-wing or MAGA people. So what do the facts and data tell us about this?" Mike, this is such an important question. Thank you for asking it. For folks unaware, Mike is referring to a letter that Congress sent yesterday to the Pentagon. They said that if they are going to investigate extremism in the ranks, they really ought to investigate all forms of extremism, not just white supremacy or so-called MAGA extremism. So the allegation by these House Republicans who sent this letter is that as of right now, there is just this partisan focus or witch hunt for extremists, which means at the end of the day, it is just a purge of opponents who are either against Mr. Biden or his fellow Democrats. And of course, if that were true, that would be incredibly dangerous. It would turn our military into a bunch of jackbooted thugs that are protecting a regime, not a republic. So that is the fear as laid out in that letter that was sent to Mr. Biden's Pentagon leadership. And as of this recording, the Secretary of Defense, Mr. Lloyd Austin, has yet to respond to the merits of the letter, the accusations, beyond offering a general reply that they would get back to them ASAP. So, Mike, in the meantime, what do the facts and data tell us about extremism in the U.S. military? Well, thankfully, we've got some pretty good data. An organization called the RAND Corporation published a survey of veterans last May, trying to answer the demand by Congress and the White House to figure out if we have an extremism problem in the U.S. military. Their initial belief or hypothesis was that, yes, we do. And the extremism they believed is largely, if not exclusively, amongst white supremacists and MAGA people. So those researchers at the RAND Corporation got to work. They investigated with that initial hypothesis, but the results shocked them. First, they found absolutely no evidence to support this notion that veterans, generally speaking, have any higher rates of support for extremist groups or beliefs than the American public. We can then extrapolate that finding to active duty members as well. And that's good. In other words, the U.S. military is not full of extremists. But second, the researchers found something rather awkward for Mr. Biden and his fellow Democrats. There were 5 times more degrees of support for left-wing radicalism, like black nationalism or Antifa, than there was white supremacy or white nationalism. So let me say that again, or a little bit differently. To whatever extent there is an extremism problem in the U.S. military, it is left-wing extremism. And it is amongst either black folks in uniform or those who are Marxists or Democrats. Again, that is what the data show. So, Mike, we should keep that in mind whenever we hear a politician or a party or a military leader talk about this issue. And let me just emphasize one final time. There is largely no problem of extremism in the ranks of our U.S. military. And to whatever extent it is there, it is either a left-wing issue involving black nationalists or Marxists. So folks out there, you should be fearless in defending that position. The data have your back. And anyone who tells you otherwise is either ignorant of the facts or they know the facts, but they are trying to gaslight this country into some sort of dubious scheme, which in my view is probably purging the military of true patriots and instead building up a force of partisans who will ultimately follow the commands of not the Constitution, but of some dear leader. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we conclude your morning brief. As always, I will see you tomorrow, God willing. Until then, I leave you with the creed of every good spy and every wise American. They're the words from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Good day.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.